Good evening. It's time for today's WNIN special feature. So far, Evansville city officials have kept their preferred downtown location for an IU medical school a closely guarded secret. Now, a member of the site selection committee formed to help determine the best downtown location for a planned IU medical school tells WNIN News where he thinks the school would be located downtown. Dr. Paul Perry is president of Tri-State Orthopedic Surgeons in Evansville. During taping of an interview for next week's Trend episode on the planned IU Medical School, Trend host Cass Harrington asked the question that's been on everyone's minds about the city's proposal. Here's part of that interview.
Dr. Paul Perry, where do you think the new medical school campus is going to be? Downtown, that location.
Well, it's my opinion that the preferred downtown location is the two city blocks bordered by 2nd Street and 4th Street and Sycamore and to the southwest, which I just went blank on the name of the street. But it's basically where the Greyhound bus station sits at this time and the area around the old post office. That's my opinion about the preferred downtown location.
What's informing your opinion?
Well, I'm sitting on the site selection committee for the that's been put together as a community board by Trip Umbaugh and Associates, which is the consultant that they brought in.
Right.
Now, of course, the mayor hasn't made any specific announcement, but it's my opinion that that's the preferred downtown location, and I haven't seen any evidence to suggest otherwise.
Well, I understand that despite this information, you've written a column in the Courier and Press actually denouncing a downtown location.
Well, not, no, that was, no, denouncing would be too strong of a language.
You don't think, you don't think it's the best.
Well, here's my view. My view is that a lot of voices have been willing to stand up and say why a downtown location is, to use the Courier Press term, logical, which I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. But not a lot, and it makes sense. The civic leadership of Evansville, which includes the mayor and the council, and what I'll call the captains of downtown industry, and we kind of know who those people are supporting the downtown location. So if you are a downtown supporter, of course putting the medical school seems logical because that's about urban renewal. But it now put yourself wearing the hat of the medical school and all the other programs, because this is a medical school and a whole lot more. So put your hat on and say, if I was the medical school, where should I be?
Or the medical student.
Or the medical student, that's right. But it's more than the students, because you've got the faculty and the staff and all the other things that go in. And remember, this is a regional facility. It's not an Evansville facility. It's a facility for Evansville, of course. But it is for Princeton and Jasper and Owensboro and Henderson, and it's for our region. So when you look at it from a broader perspective, there's a lot of arguments that perhaps it shouldn't be downtown and that it should be in a location which allows for expansion, which has a lower cost, which is more easily accessible in the region.
Or what about the argument about a more diverse population of patients?
Well, because patient care is not going to be provided in this facility. That's a very interesting thing that I hear the downtown supporters say, and it's just not true. There's no patient care that's going to be provided in this facility. The patient
care—
Because
there's no residencies.
There's no clinics.
Right.
Well, there are going to be residencies
in the downtown.
At the hospitals, not in this facility. The hospitals and the physicians' offices and the clinics, like Echo Clinic, which is downtown, those facilities are going to be where students go to take care of patients, where residents are taking care of patients. So, now let's take a step back again and say, how is healthcare, which is a huge part of our local economy, how is it growing here in the area? And if you were a urban planner, what do you see happening? Well, what's happening is that's all moving to the transportation hub of the tri-state, which is Indiana 66, better known as the Lloyd Expressway, and the future I-69. That is the hub of the tri-state.
Again, that's Cass Harrington interviewing Dr. Paul Perry. Mayor Lloyd Winicky was not available for comment, but his chief of staff, Steve Schaefer, confirms for WNIN News that the site is one of those under consideration, but Schaefer says, quote, "It's not our preferred location at this time. We will not announce our proposal until the deadline." According to the official request for proposals from IU, the deadline for submissions is January 31st. You can hear the rest of CASA's interview with Dr. Paul Perry, along with other perspectives on the planned IU Medical School on The Trend, next Friday at noon Central Time. Good evening. It's 4:50 Central Time. Let's go back to All Things Considered on WNIN-FM.